Hello, this is Erica with the Spark Podcast.
Voices humming, creations bloom. Through this podcast, we'll get there soon. No more waiting, it's time to soar. Dreams are worth it, open the door.
Hello there, this is Erica, your host, and welcome to the Spark Podcast, a podcast for artists and performing artists in the entertainment industry. Do you want to see some of your wildest dreams come true? Do you want to overcome certain unhelpful tendencies that are getting in the way of your dream life? Do you want to grow together? Stay tuned. Hello, this is Erica, your host, and welcome back to the Spark Podcast. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 7, titled The Actor's Warm-Up Routines for Success. It is Tuesday, March 12th, and today we will explore the fascinating world of acting warm-up exercises. Let's dive right in. The importance of acting warm-ups. Before stepping onto the stage or in front of the camera, actors need to prepare both mentally and physically. Acting warm-ups not only help actors get into character, but also enhance focus, presence, and emotional readiness. Just like athletes, actors benefit from a pre-performance routine to ensure they're at their best when the curtain rises. Here are 7 acting warm-ups you can do at any time and anywhere by yourself or with a friend, partner, and/or fellow actor. 1. Physical warm-up. Start with gentle stretches to loosen up your body and release tension. Focus on areas like the neck, shoulders, back, and legs to promote flexibility and ease of movement. 2. Breathing exercises. Deep breathing exercises help actors connect with their breath and improve breath control. Practice diaphragmatic breathing by inhaling deeply through your nose, allowing your abdomen to expand, then exhaling slowly through your mouth. 3. Vocal warm-up. Vocal warm-ups are essential for actors to project their voice effectively and maintain vocal health. Perform exercises like lip trills, sirens, tongue twisters, and vocal scales to warm up your vocal cords and improve articulation, also known as diction. 4. Emotional check-in. Take a moment to check in with your emotions and connect with the characters you'll be portraying. Explore different emotional states and allow yourself to fully experience and express them. 5. Mirror work. Stand in front of a mirror and engage in mirror work to enhance physical and emotional awareness. Experiment with facial expressions, body language, and gestures to convey different emotions and character traits. 6. Character exploration. Spend time getting into character by exploring their physicality, voice, and psychology. Experiment with different postures, accents, and mannerisms to fully embody the character's essence. 7. Sense memory exercises. Engage your senses by recalling vivid sensory memories and incorporating them into your performance. Tap into the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, textures associated with your character's environment to create a more immersive experience. Here are the 3 warm-ups you could do with more than one person. 8. Improv games. Incorporate improv games into your warm-up routine to stimulate creativity, spontaneity, and ensemble cohesion. Games like Yes and, One Word Story, and Zip Zap Zop encourage quick thinking and active listening. 9. Energy Circle. Form a circle with fellow actors and participate in an energy circle to build ensemble energy and focus. Pass a pulse around the circle using physical touch or eye contact to transfer energy and establish a collective sense of presence. So that could be holding your partner's hand by squeezing it tightly or making eye contact with a partner in the circle. 10. Group warm-up ritual. Establish a group warm-up ritual that fosters a sense of unity and support among cast members. This could involve a group chant, physical gesture, or motivational phrase to center and energize the ensemble before rehearsals or performances. Incorporating these acting warm-ups into your routine can help you prepare mentally, physically, and emotionally for rehearsals and performances, allowing you to deliver your best work on stage and screen. Now let's explore some common acting warm-up exercises used by actors around the world. This is those exercises I just mentioned. From physical exercises like stretching and body warm-ups to vocal warm-ups and breathing exercises, these rituals help actors loosen up, connect with their bodies, and access their emotions. Remember, the goal is to be fully present and available for the journey ahead. We do not have enough time to delve into every single warm-up mentioned, 1 through 10, but I will lead 5 warm-ups that could be fun and help you to unleash your acting potential. Acting Warm-Up 1, Physical Warm-Ups. Every actor needs to move their bodies to increase circulation and have enough energy and strength to perform at their very best. I recommend doing physical warm-ups before your vocal exercises. For example, if you're doing a 5-minute warm-up, you might start with a gentle nod of your head, like saying yes, and a side to side, like saying no. Next, you will roll your head one way at a slow, steady pace and reverse it. Next, you will circle your shoulders front 5 times and backwards 5 times. Then, circle your arms forward and backward 5 times each. Then, stretch the ribs and arms and body by raising your hands above your head towards the sky. Clasp your hands and lean for 5 seconds to the right, breathing in and out, and switch onto your left for 5 seconds. Then come back to center. Remember to breathe. Next, with your hands towards the sky, reach your hands and gradually and slowly ragdoll down until your hands touch the floor or your knees, bending at the waist with your knees slightly bent. Then reverse and ragdoll one vertebrae at a time and shake every part of your body out until you feel loose and relaxed. Acting warm-up 2, vocal warm-up, tongue twisters. Tongue twisters are part of vocal warm-ups that will help you improve your pronunciation and diction skills, and they are fun and useful. I will say each of the 6 tongue twister exercises 3 times. Once you can say it, try to pick up the pace while still having good diction. If you trip over your words, slow down and try again. Accuracy is key, and don't forget to have fun. Exercise 1. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather. Exercise 2. Unique, New York. Unique, New York. Unique, New York. Exercise 3. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. To sit in solemn silence in a dull, dark dock, in a pestilential prison with a lifelong lock, awaiting the sensation of a short, sharp shock from a cheap and chippy chopper on a big black block. Exercise 4. A little bit of better butter makes the bitter batter better. A little bit of better butter makes the bitter batter better. A little bit of better butter makes the bitter batter better. Exercise 5. You have probably heard this one before. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Exercise 6. A proper copper coffee pot. A proper copper coffee pot. A proper copper coffee pot. Acting warm-up 3. Vocal warm-up. Projection. Projection is so important for an actor, but it is also important not to hurt your voice by abusing or overusing your vocal cords by yelling or screaming without proper breath support and technique. To be clear, projection is not yelling or screaming. It is supported, amplified sound, which is much deeper and resonant. Breathing from the diaphragm, aka the intercostal muscles, is important because we need it to project our voice. Exercise 1. The ha exercise. Let's start by taking a full, deep, steady breath into our belly. And make sure your chest is not moving too much because our breath needs to focus more on our belly muscles, not our chest, because that creates unnecessary tension. On the exhale, force all of the air out gradually as you say ha. The bigger the breath, the louder you can be. I would start slightly louder, then a little bit louder until you're at capacity without any pain. Please note, if there is any pain, please stop this exercise and meet with a well-trained voice or acting teacher with vocal training who can help you safely practice this exercise without injury. Exercise 2. Resonance exercise. Resonance helps with projection as it determines how well your voice projects and carries. You know your voice is resonant when your lips and or other areas of your face have a buzzing sensation. Some might find it slightly ticklish. I want to make it clear most qualified singing teachers and ENT doctors would recommend being resonant in your lips and cheeks and head, but not your nose. A good way to test if you are too nasally is to plug your nose and then speak or sing the words again without your nose pinched. You should sound exactly the same. If you sound nasally when your nose is pinched, adjust your placement of your voice until it is placed more in your lips and or cheeks. A healthy voice has a mix of light and dark. The NG and double M and double N sounds are great sounds to use in your warm-ups to improve your vocal resonance. Start by placing the tip of your tongue behind your bottom front teeth. Hum an mm sound starting from the lowest to the highest you can comfortably sing while keeping your mouth closed, connecting all the notes, and then reverse from the top to the bottom. Focus on keeping the sound consistent and stable. I will demonstrate. See, I'm cracking, so you want to stop at the crack. So So that's as high as I can go. And then I'm going to go from the up and down. So that's testing the resonance. Next, use the sound NG sound up and down the voice. I will demonstrate. And these are going to sound like singing, just to be clear, but it is testing your resonance, even if you're not a singer. Next, you can vibrate your lips with a trill, doing the same thing up and down the scale. Lip trills are a gentle way to warm up the voice and diaphragm without putting unnecessary strain on the voice. And remember to do those diaphragmatic breathing at the start of this exercise. So take that deep breath from the diaphragm, the lower belly, and sing till you reach your top note, and then exhale on the buzzed lips, and that concludes that exercise. I'm also going to remind you, hydration and getting a good night's rest is essential for a healthy voice to be its personal best and last a lifetime. When doing these vocal warm-ups, I recommend you start with 5 minutes and go from there as your skill, strength, and stamina build up. Remember to take breaks and rest your voice if you have any vocal fatigue, pain, and/or hoarseness. Acting warm-up 4, solo and group improv games. There are 6 rules to improvisation. 1, always say yes and. 2, after the and, add new information, but never too much. Lay a sentence brick, your scene partner plays a sentence brick, and so forth. 3, don't block. 4, avoid questions. 5, establish the location and relationship. 6, have a point of view. Exercise 1, the random noun game. Take 2 random nouns and smash them together. They cannot exist. For example, dog and clock would become dog clock. For example, in this world where there are dog clocks, what else is true? You have to take a new clock to the vet to get it fixed. Whenever you hear the alarm, that means it is time to go to the vet. There are digital and analog dog clocks. All dog clocks talk in barks every hour on the hour. All dog clocks hate cat clocks because they are copycats. You get the idea. The sillier, the better. No judging your ideas. You're just stream of consciousness. If you pause more than 5 seconds, try again. Exercise 2, fresh choice. This game can be played as a duo, but it also can be great for solo playing. Make a bold statement like, I love ice cream. Say, fresh choice. I love alligators. Say, fresh choice. I love pineapples. Try not to pause more than 3 seconds, trust your instincts, and remove your filter. Try to go up to 5 to 10 fresh choices before you switch to a new statement. Exercise 3, the question game. I know we are not supposed to ask questions, but there are cases like this game where it is 100% okay. Ask yourself a question and then answer that question with another question. Keep going without pausing more than 5 seconds. No repeated questions or statements. So challenging, but really fun once you get the hang of it. This game is even more fun with other people. Practice this question game with a friend to challenge them and yourself. Exercise 4, character gauntlet. This is a monologue exercise. Make up a 15-second monologue as a character and then keep switching to a new character with a different monologue you made up each time. This is a great way to get inspiration for the kinds of characters you want to play. It is super fun, and you can even do it while you are driving. Timing does not have to be perfect, though, while you're on the road. You gotta be safe. Exercise 5, the three-line exercise. Create a short three-line scene with yourself as 2 different characters. Then do the same scene with a new set of characters. After several rounds of that, create a new scene with new characters. This exercise is most ideal with others as it can be a lot more fun, but just as effective solo. Incorporate pauses and play up the ways you say your lines. Emphasize certain words or don't, and see where that takes you. I hope these improv exercises got you interested in trying a few. If you don't like these, there are countless others. Feel free to email me for more ideas. Acting warm-up 5, mirror exercise. Observe yourself in the mirror and notice how you feel and how your face looks. Notice how different emotions look on your face and explore the ins and outs of different aspects of your personality and characters that you would like to explore. Play different kinds of music and see how they make you feel. Say various phrases with certain emotional points of view and see what that looks like. Does your facial expression match your internal emotions? Or are they incongruent? Why is this? Explore and use it and research and use this valuable information for your acting and try on different character traits. If you feel stumped, Google character traits list and print out a copy so that you can go through the list and try different character traits on. It is supposed to be fun and cathartic. Even better, write down your observations or traits that appealed to you and what thoughts or feelings came up. Keeping a log of these exercises can track your progress in your acting process. That concludes our episode on acting warm-ups. Stay tuned for another episode of the Spark Podcast next Tuesday, where we'll explore acting techniques like Meisner and other exercises to enhance your performance and vocal strength. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, feel free to like, share, review, download, and follow me and or subscribe. Your voice matters, and we would love to hear from you. Feel free to reach out to my email address at sparkpodcastentertainment@gmail.com. That's sparkpodcastentertainment@gmail.com. To tune in to future episodes, please tune in to our podcast every Tuesday for a fresh episode that is 30 minutes or less on some topic regarding your creative journey in the entertainment industry. Until next time, spark on.